All right, we're going to start in a few seconds. Thank you so much. And I apologize about the confusion. I am still learning this system. Apparently, I didn't hit broadcast last time, so I apologize. I see three people here, so that's awesome. All right, I got to let Gretchen know that it's working. So if you can give me a minute, once she gives me the go-ahead, we'll start. I will briefly go over the instructions in case you guys or anybody listening to the recording have not done this with me before. So we'll briefly go over that. All right, so she has given me the green light. Are you guys able to use the chat window? Because I want to make sure you can hear me. So can somebody just message in the chat window if you can hear me? Please let me know. Yes. Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much, Dory, Sabina, Shalini. Thank you. All right. I'm going to turn the lights off. It's better to have no distractions. So if you can do the same, you are welcome to do that. So as I have mentioned before, this is the Sufi zikr. It's spelled different ways. One of them is Zikar. Some people also spell it as Dhikar. And I'm going to quickly pull up an audio that I usually use at the very beginning. So give me one second. I apologize. Not this one. Well, where did it go? By any chance, Shalini, do you have that, the beginning of the Zikr audio? I had saved it, and right now I can't find it. I apologize, guys. Okay, found it. Beautiful. Let me make sure that I can use it. It's in the right place. All right. Okay, let's begin. So as I was saying, this zikr is a Sufi practice. It is designed specifically, the word zikr means remembrance. It is the remembrance of God. It is the remembrance of the divine. And we bring that remembrance into the certain stations that I will describe in a minute that are the stations or the chakras of the soul. Okay? And it is in the Quran where God says that if you remember me, I will remember you. If you remember me in private, I will remember you in private. If you remember me in public, I will mention you in public, meaning in front of angels. when God remembers, he doesn't do it like we do. And I'm saying he, because that's how I address God. Please replace that with whatever you feel comfortable. So when God remembers us or mentions us, he doesn't do it the way we do. When God focuses on us in remembrance, there's immense blessings that come through that. So as I have mentioned to you guys, this is a practice that I can't even begin to tell you how many areas of my life this has helped me with. The least of all being, you know, you will feel grounded, you will feel calm. Amidst all this craziness of coronavirus that's been going on, I honestly have to pinch myself at times because I just don't feel connected to any of it. It's happening, but it's like a movie, which does not affect me. So just like when you're watching a movie, you can empathize, you can feel the, you know, what's going on with the characters, you understand it, but it just doesn't affect you. So that's one of the things. The other one is that done over time, this practice will create a stronger immune system. My teacher has been doing it for 50 years and he barely has had maybe a mild flu twice in his life. And he's in his 70s and very active and quite youthful in his energy. So this will over time correct any kind of chemical imbalances, so emotional and psychological disorders, and even physiological disorders will eventually can be healed through this. It's really powerful. Most of all, it creates a sense of peace and connection and joy with God at all times, and you will see blessings coming in. It's really amazing. It is also one of the most effective ways to automatically remove, dissipate, delete all entities, black magic, black eye, evil eye, other people's negativity. It creates a force field around you through which nothing can enter. It's a very powerful force field. All right, so I'm going to give you the basics and then I'll check messages really quickly in case you have a question before we begin, because during the meditation, we keep our eyes closed and I will not be checking messages, and I'll check them quickly after this is over. So there's seven stations of the soul that we focus on. And actually, let me also go back to what is the chant that we use? We use the chant Allahu, Allahu. And Allah, as you know, is the name of God that Muslims use. Many of you might know that there are 99 names of God that we use in Islam. Those 99 names actually pertain to specific attributes of God. And the name Allah is not one of those 99 names. Allah is his personal name. All right. You can, to do this zikr, you can be of any religion. Doesn't matter whether you, you know, whatever name you use is fine. But for this meditation, the name to be used is Allah. That is the name that encompasses all the 99 names plus more. The known and the unknown attributes of God. All of that is encompassed in here. Very powerful. So we, those of you that know what the word Allah looks like in Arabic, you can visualize that. If you don't know it, that's okay. You're going to focus on the sound of Allahu without making the sound, because we're not going to say it out loud. This is called Zikr-e Khafi. Zikr-e Khafi means the hidden remembrance. Khafi means hidden, something that is not open to the you know, to the eye. So it's the hidden remembrance, and we do this in our heart, in our just we perceive this. So the first station, all of these stations are stations of the soul, and as we focus on each station, the soul gets energized with direct divine light that we're focusing through this chant. So it gets transferred directly. I will play the beginning with my teacher's some prayers that he uses to begin the zikr. So we will invite my teacher spiritually to join us today, even though he's not physically here, but we will focus on him and ask his permission to join us today. And so the first point is on the left side. And let me enlarge this. That is what you see as the gold circle. Okay, that's number one. It's called the qalb, which in Arabic means heart. So it's not your physical location of your physical heart. It's the heart of the soul. So it is slightly below the physical heart. Okay, so right where that circle is shown. Then, so it's right below the breast. Then you have the second station, and that is the red, which is right across from the first. So on the right side, that's second. So almost exactly the same location, but on the right side. For the third, we go back to the left. Now this is slightly above your breast. This is on the left side. And then the fourth one is green, which is not very visible in this picture. By the way, the picture I'm looking at is what should be on your screens right now, which is my the DP on Zoom. So that's what I'm referring to. So the fourth is the green circle, and that is on the right. Okay? And the fifth is the black circle, which is right in the middle of these four in the chest. And when we work on the fifth, when I tell you to work on the fifth, we will work on all five at the same time, visualizing the name Allah entering each of these stations and lighting up your whole entire chest. So when I say we focus on, or we were working on the first or the second or the third, I'll teach you in a minute how we do it, but if you can visualize the name, that's what we're visualizing entering into those spots. So the sixth is the forehead. It's middle of the forehead. It's not the third eye. It's above that. It's actually the middle of the forehead. And the seventh is top of the head, which is the crown chakra. That's the seventh. When we've worked on all seven, we go back to the first to complete the circle, the cycle, and then we will say a few prayers. At the end, I will ask you to resume normal breathing. After the first one, I will ask you to resume normal breathing and just feel and connect with the energy and the presence of God, of Creator. And this is about experience. So the purpose of the first, you know, process when we're working on each station is to really begin to energize each of the soul stations, but also to get this thinking mind out of the way, because we don't want to think about the experience. We want to experience the experience. We want to feel it. Okay. So I'll lead you through that, and then we will end with some prayers. The way we do it is with the in-breath, we take in the name Allah. So this is all in our intent. You don't say it out loud. So the intent is that each in-breath, as we're focused on the chakra that we're working on, so if we're working on the first, we're focused on the qalb. With the in-breath, we are breathing in the name Allah. And then with the out-breath, who. And that who is kind of like a strike. It is striking that same spot. So we breathe in the name Allah, and then we breathe out who with a strike. And I will show you how you will do this. And please remember that you will follow at your own pace. You don't have to follow my pace, okay? So this is what it will sound like. For some of you in the beginning, the synchronization of Allahu with breath may be a little bit difficult. It's okay. Just do the best you can. Eventually, it just becomes automatic. Okay, I may go fast, I may go slow. You just focus on your own rhythm and what you are doing. Just detach yourself from the entire world. This is all about really developing a focus to create this safe space to connect with your Lord, with your Creator, and to absorb as many blessings as you can as you are in that space. As long as you're in that space, the blessings just flow towards you, okay? So I think I covered everything. If I missed anything, please let me know. If you have any questions, please let me know. Otherwise, we will begin. I'm going to wait a few seconds. I don't see any... Okay. All right. Thank you, Sabina. We are going to begin... I will begin with, like I said, with my teacher's prayer, and then I'll guide you through it.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Allahu. Let's begin on the first.